Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Chesa Pod. I am Masego Siamela, and today via Zoom, I'm joined by Skeemsam actor Vusi Lerumi. Vusi will be talking more about his character and what's set to happen on the show. He'll be also telling me and dissecting more about the challenges his character is facing on the show. Tune in to hear what he has to say.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chesa Pod.
Hello, hello, Vusi. How are you feeling this winter's day?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I cannot complain. So let's get down to it. Your role as Clement Letswalo has changed. It has now taken a different turn. Tell me more about what your character is going through now and what it will show viewers in the near future.
Well, Clement Paswan Letswalo, he's a great character. And I won't exactly call it change, but I'll call it growth. Because he has finally come out of the closet, if we can put it like that. He's finally come out. Not the way he wanted to, but he has come out. And I feel like the story is not only about Clem, it's also about his family. Because him coming out, the whole family goes, they go crazy. Like, his grandmother thinks that he has been possessed by demons or something. So, I wouldn't call it change, I'll call it growth. And what I want and what I hope the story tells people is that like homophobia must just stop. Your child is still a child, regardless of their sexuality. Like your friends should never turn on you just because you're into a different gender than them. So I hope that it shows people that at the end of the day, who you are is not determined by your sexuality, and people should never treat you differently because of that. And that's what I hope people will see from the storyline. And I hope it teaches people to accept each other, because acceptance is the first step in learning to understand each other and loving each other and us getting rid of this whole homophobia, of the homophobia that's around. So hopefully it teaches people to understand and accept each other, which will lead to us being in a happier place as humans and as South Africans.
That's a very insightful answer. Would you say it was easy or hard embodying your character now coming out of the closet? What did you find challenging in that?
I won't say it was extremely difficult, because I was fortunate. They gave me time. They told me in advance. I think they told me like 2016 or 2017 or 2018. They spoke to me about it, which gave me time to prepare, to go talk to people who went through this, to go gather my research and to understand how it feels. So I won't say it was extremely difficult, but the difficult part of it was I had to add this new element to my character, which he has never shown. People have never seen it coming. I have to add this new element to my character, but still sticking to my character, not changing much. Changing much of my character and still remaining Clement, but then with this other side, it's a bit challenging trying to explain it, but then I had to add something without really compromising the way he has been all these years, because he's still the same dude, still does the same things, but then I have to add this new element, his sexuality. So it was a bit difficult trying to add these new elements. It was a mission, but then I had good advice. I had people around me, like, giving me tips. My directors were good. They were giving me a lot of advice and helping me play it properly. So it was a bit difficult, but then with teamwork, like, it became easier.
With now playing that role and people sort of seeing how you're coming out of the closet and how you're expressing yourself now as a gay man, would you say the LGBTQ community are often misunderstood by people in society?
Yes, I would say they are misunderstood, mistreated to a certain extent, because even in the story, it was a major part of the story how Mantuli reacted to Clement coming out. It was a major part of the story, so that people actually understand and see that they're actually mistreating their own children, their own brothers and sisters. And me living in Soweto, I see it on a daily. I see how a gay man and a lesbian woman are on the street in the community. They're excluded in the community. No one wants to chill with them just because he's gay. No, why do you want to chill with that guy? Like, we see it on a daily. And they're being mistreated, not even misunderstood, mistreated. They're being excluded from the communities which they grew up in, which is not right.
And I'm glad your character highlights that. How do you feel about now you portraying this gay person and you not being gay in real life? Would you say a lot of people believe that you're gay when they see and meet you in the streets?
Well, because of this pandemic, I've not really been able to like go to the malls or go out and like mingle with people to see how people actually treat me or if people actually think that I'm gay. So I've not really had any encounters up to date. But then there have been those few people who have DM'd me thinking that I'm gay. But nah, nothing so far. It's actually quite chilled. And because of all the time I had to prepare for this, like I'm ready for it and actually don't have a problem with it at all.
How do you feel about being Mzansi's favorite? Because the last time you were trending and fans were applauding you for how you embodied the character and for being true to the gay character. And who's your mentor, your muse, or your role model when it comes to acting?
it's something else. I won't lie. You can never get used to it. I've trended Nyana before, but right now it's something else. I'm really not used to it. I don't think I'll ever get used to it. And it warms my heart whenever people I enjoy my story, I enjoy my work, and people can relate to it. It really warms my heart. And my mentors, I'm very fortunate. I work with very talented people who always advise me and help me play my character to my utmost best. I have people like Cedric Furie, people like Lemon Mouser, who have always been there, especially with the storyline. They were very, very influential. They played a very key role in it. And I had people like Innocent Siddiqui also giving me advice, you see, on how to handle it on set and in my personal life, like preparing me for moments when my character finally comes out on national television. Because the short was like way back, but when he finally comes out and how, when people react otherwise and if people are a bit homophobic, how to handle it. So I have been very, very fortunate. And my role models, people that I actually look up to in this acting game, if you can put it like that, in this acting world, like people like Warema Semola, guys, and Silomakian, the way they play different characters and they always kill it. If I could just enjoy, like, be like them one day, God, it'll be amazing.
And the last questions I'd like to ask you is, how do you feel about gender-based violence? And do you have any projects that you're working on? What should people expect from you, Vusi?
I was raised by women. I was raised by my grandmother, my mother, and my aunts. So I'm totally against gender-based violence. I am totally against it. I don't understand why you have to take, a person has to take their frustrations out on their partner or on a child. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm totally against it. I feel like if a man has a problem, they should go seek out help instead of taking the frustrations out on their wife. And same applies to women who do abuse men, because it actually happens. That if you have problems, just go seek help. Talk instead of using your fists. And projects, I know there's no projects. There's really no projects. If there is something, you guys will know about it. But then for now, I'm just focusing on building my character, like mastering Clement before I go and do other things. I owe it to myself to master Clement and like play him at my peak, like, because I'm still focused on that. I'm still focused on Skeem Saam and building my character. Because I still have a lot of stories to tell there, so it's still going to be a very long journey. But there are no other projects for now. But if there is, you guys will know about it or not.
Thank you so much, Vusi, for this insightful interview. We will keep our eyes glued to our screens to see what your character gets to experience or encounter, the events that he will go through. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me on. Cheers, enjoy the rest of your day.